From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Under severe pressure from conservative allies at home, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on European leaders Thursday to forge a common approach to migration, calling it a make-or-break issue for Europe, adding that either they manage it so others in Africa believe that they are guided by values and believe in multilateralism, not unilateralism, or nobody will believe any longer the system of values that has made Europe strong. Merkel was speaking in the German parliament before a European Union summit that starts later in the day and is expected to be dominated by migration at a time when right-wing parties are gaining strength across the bloc. A fire swept one of Nairobi's largest open-air markets Thursday. Nairobi County Commissioner Kangate Tuku said 6 bodies had been recovered and 9 were stuck in the building and must be retrieved. He also gave details on casualties.
We have lost about 15 Kenyans. 5 are in the hospital and in the mortuary, but 9 are still trapped in the buildings. The reason why they have not been collected is because we want to confirm the safety of those buildings.
The fire started around 2:30 in the morning and was contained about an hour and a half later. Residents said the market had had multiple fires in recent years. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reassured South Korea Thursday that U.S. commitment to its security remains ironclad. The commitments came as Mattis met with South Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-moo in Seoul, while negotiators from both countries continue towards the goal of denuclearizing North Korea. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. A barrage of airstrikes hit rebel-held areas in southwestern Syria Thursday, killing at least 17 civilians hiding in an underground shelter as government forces pressed their offensive to reclaim a region that was until recently part of a negotiated truce. The truce unraveled in recent weeks, triggering a wave of displacement within southwestern Daraa province and along the border with Jordan. A U.S. military team and British cave experts on Thursday joined the search in northern Thailand for 12 boys and their football coach, missing for 5 days inside a cave being flooded by near-constant rains. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Authorities switched off power and water pumps for fear of electrical hazards after overnight rain raised water levels in the cave once again. Power had just been installed a few days earlier to provide lights and better communications and pump out water. Thai Interior Minister General Anupong Pauchinda told reporters that if no more rain or water enters the cave, perhaps the search teams could resume their operations. At a morning briefing between the Thai and U.S. teams, Thai officials explained that water levels had been rising overnight at a rate of about 15 centimeters per hour. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. and Russia have agreed to a summit between their two leaders, Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. President Trump says he's looking forward to the summit with Russian President Putin next month.
We'll probably be meeting sometime around my trip to Europe.
Where?
That hasn't been determined yet.
The meeting is expected to take place after the NATO summit in Brussels in mid-July. Mr. Putin told John Bolton bilateral ties were not in the best shape, but added the White House advisor's visit gives him hope for an improvement. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he will use a strengthened national security review process to thwart Chinese acquisitions of sensitive American technologies, a softer approach than imposing China-specific investment restrictions. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
The Treasury Department has recommended that Trump use the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, whose authority would be enhanced by new legislation in Congress to control investment deals. The president said the legislation expands the scope of transactions reviewed by the interagency panel to address security concerns. The decision marks a victory for Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in a fierce White House debate over the scope of such curbs. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Pope Francis Thursday accepted the resignation of 2 more Chilean bishops caught up in the country's sexual abuse scandal, according to the Vatican, bringing 5 the number that he has accepted so far. The bishops were heads of the diocese in Rancagua and Talca provinces, and the Pope named commissioners to run those areas. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.